Suppose we have a before and after study of youth in schools who receive training on gender-based violence. The purpose of the training is to promote attitudes embracing gender equality. The study could compare a survey of attitudes towards gender equality for each person before and after they participated in training. In this example, perhaps a popular media celebrity spoke in favor of gender equality, and this influenced a change in attitudes. In this case, we could see a big improvement in our before and after survey that wasn't due to the training. We could incorrectly conclude that the training was a success when actually something else produced the change in attitudes.